As citizens from countries throughout the Middle East clamor for new leadership, the Philippines is marking the 25th anniversary this week of its own People Power Revolution. That was the peaceful uprising that toppled dictator Ferdinand Marcos. The nearly bloodless revolution brought a new leader and democracy, but some of the old practices from Marcos's time have survived, hindering progress over the years. From Manila, Simone Orendine reports.
Father Larry Farron is standing at the corner of Ortigas Avenue and Epifanio de los Santos Avenue, or EDSA, as it's commonly called.
You know, there is a shrine over there, almost near the camp. The people was from that camp in Aguinaldo, Crame, over to the other side, coming towards here, up to this point. This is where it ends. The crowds ended here.
This is where, 25 years ago, more than 500,000 Filipinos celebrated Corazon Aquino's toppling of dictator Ferdinand Marcos, whose 20-year regime was marked by corruption and brutality. Aquino, the widow of Marcos's strongest opponent, was thrust into the spotlight after her husband, Benigno Aquino Jr., was assassinated 3 years earlier. It was a bit harder back in 1986 to organize demonstrations. There was no social media, but there was radio.
Here in the Philippines, I would boldly say that Radio Veritas started it all.
Farron was program director of Radio Veritas, the influential Catholic news talk station. He says his in-depth coverage of the events leading up to EDSA helped fuel the revolution. And Farron was behind the mic when Juan Ponce Enrile, Marcos's national defense secretary, called in. Enrile told listeners that he'd cut ties with his boss and was holed up at the military camp Aguinaldo with defecting soldiers. Enrile fully expected a fight between his rebel troops and Marcos's men, and he said he was ready to die in the fight. Over the air, Enrile asked for prayers, and Manila's powerful archbishop responded. He implored listeners to provide both defecting and government soldiers with food and water. Farron and others say the clergy and religious joined ordinary protesters in prayer, and Catholic masses were held on EDSA.
We've got nuns, we've got priests and seminarians, and they're all dressed, you know, in their cassocks, and the nuns in their habits. And so people saw in the priests and the nuns some sort of a, hey, not to violence.
The participation of the church made it hard for Marcos's military to fight their countrymen. This peaceful revolution led by military men in conjunction with the clergy appealed to people's deep faith in this staunchly Catholic country. On the fourth day of protests, the U.S. pressed Marcos to leave and gave him and his family safe haven in Hawaii. The revolution resulted in fewer than a dozen reported casualties. Father Farron remembers Aquino's early years and says Egypt and other Middle Eastern countries having protests should make sure their new leaders give plenty of time for transitional governments to take root.
She installed a revolutionary government, canceled the Congress, canceled everything, you know, and she was the sole leader. She could have taken advantage of that because, you know, everybody believed her, everybody loves her, everybody will obey her. But after a year or so, she started to normalize things, called for an election and everything.
At a reception for the opening of the EDSA Revolution Museum, former National Defense Secretary Enrile said the People Power Movement essentially changed the nature of the Philippine government.
We were free, and we were able to enhance the economic life of the nation based on free market instead of crony capitalism that inserted itself. And now, even the landscape of the center of power has changed.
Or has it?
Society has largely been taken over again by the oligarchy.
Edna Estefania Co. is Dean of Public Administration at the University of the Philippines. Co. says Aquino-era constitutional reforms aren't being followed. Part of the problem, she says, is that idolizing leaders is ingrained in Filipino culture.
It's the same patronage system. It's the same support for those who would be in the ruling group.
So Co. has this word of caution for would-be democracies in the Middle East. Make sure to create new institutions that are more powerful than any one leader or personality. For the World, I'm Simone Orendain in Manila.